Do you guys believe in a clutch gene? Like that there's something in you that you can handle those moments a little bit better? Because you both are known for being able to come through in the clutch.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that to be great, you have to have that. You know, I think that it's something that that's instilled in you. That's something that you have just innately. I think God gives you that. I think, but it's also something you work at and visualize. You got to visualize success. You got to visualize it. You got to want it. You can't just see it. I hope I'm successful today or whatever, and dream it, but never go for it and be too afraid to go for it. You know, I think that, you know, if you're fearful, you're never going to be great.
So we have a pretty special bonus episode of R2C2, right?
This is a bonus.
We have Russell Wilson, not only a Super Bowl winning Pro Bowl quarterback, but also a New York Yankee now.
Hey. Yeah.
Thank you for being with us, Russell.
Thank you guys for having me. CeCe, it's a pleasure, bro. I've been able to watch your podcast. It's been great.
Thank you.
Watching you take BP is kind of great, too. How about this dude going yard, man?
Man, they came in and said he went off the batter's eye yesterday. Dead center, dog.
Hey, you know, got to bring the pop every once in a while. I was in the group with Judge and Stanton and Sanchez, you know, and so you got to be ready to swing
it. You got to show up. So that was your first time hitting in, like, how long?
Man, I haven't hit in probably a year and a half. I did some front toss on Saturday.
Okay.
And that was it. I went to UCLA and just kind of took a couple hacks, but that was my first time.
It's muscle memory, though.
Yeah, it is. So, I've been doing it my whole life, you know. Ever since I was 2 years old, I was swinging a bat, you know. So this is what I know, you know. And the sport, you know, I played more baseball games than I have any other sport, you know, combined. You know, I played back in the day when I was growing up in Virginia, you'd have triple headers.
Yeah,
you know,
course,
playing
yeah.
AAU baseball, you'd play three games in the heat, 105 degrees, sweating. You know, I'd be pitching the first game, you know, seven innings, eight innings or whatever, and then you go to the play shortstop, you know, and then, and then you play the shortstop the next game, you know, you'd be out there all day.
Did you, were you nervous stepping into the cage? Like, no, because obviously it's like, oh, Russell Wilson's here, so there's going to be all this attention on your BP session.
Never nervous. Never nervous.
As you're watching Stanton and Judge, are you like, yo, I better show up.
They're special. I mean, just watching the pop off their bat. I mean, they hit some balls that were they got lost. You know,
so just some balls, man.
Yeah, both of those guys are really special, and I think that you know, the cool thing about them is they do it the right way. You know, they enjoy the process, they respect the process, and they follow that. You know, and they trust that. You know, and I think that's what it takes to be great, you know, and do that consistently over and over again. It takes a vision, it takes a plan, and to be able to execute that is key.
Do you like to talk like hitting or like, you know, strategy and things like that, like with those guys? Or
oh yeah, for sure. We've been talking a lot about that. I was asking Stanton in the cage, you know what he works on in the cage, you know how he's working on it. He's trying to hit inside out and just really work the right side of the field most of the time when he's hitting. And then, you know, he works his way to, you know, hitting it deep, obviously. And
yeah.
And then you know, Judge's his timing is impeccable. You know, it's just he's so smooth and he understands how, you know, what he needs to do and how to fix it. That's the thing, you know, about great pitchers, about great hitters, about great fielders, about great athletes, about great quarterbacks or great football players in general, great athletes just in general. I think that you have to be able to understand yourself and trust that, but also understand how to adjust within it. Mm-hmm. And that's what those guys do so well.
What do you do, Russell, like if you find yourself in a moment of frustration or where you feel like something's off? How do you adjust? Forget baseball, but like in football, like what do you do like to get yourself right or square again?
Well, I actually find a spot in the stadium. I learned this from baseball, actually. You know, some guys do their batting gloves, or some guys kick the dirt or slide the dirt, whatever. They find a spot in the outfield. They just find, you know, they find the foul pole, and they look at that in between pitches or whatever it may be. You know, for me, I find one spot in the stadium that I look at in every new stadium I go to, in every stadium I go to. And before the game, I walk pregame, and I see that. And then when I do that, I go find that spot, and I just – in the middle of the game, whether if we're up by 21 or down by 21, that's what I look at to bring me back down to zero, and to remember to focus on the fundamentals, have great eyes, and play with great passion and enthusiasm, you know. And so that's what I do.
That's for me, my family.
Yeah,
my mom or my wife or wherever they're sitting. Like when I'm walking in after I warm up, when I'm walking across the field, like I find them, and then during the game, if I need like a time where I need to like try to refocus, then I can look at them and like, you know, come back down.
And it's like your reset button.
Yeah, for
to
sure.
Get you
and
back
even
to
like
you
in
need
between
to be.
Innings for me, like especially in a big game, in between innings is the most time when I can get in my head. So, like, that's when I, like, looked at them the most.
That's
like
good.
In between innings and those big games.
Family's everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good one, too. I guess I do that, too, as well. You know, when you think about your family and what all the sacrifices, you know, to be a wife or to have your kids or, you know, all that stuff. For them, the sacrifice that it takes to watch you be successful and vice versa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something special, and that's what real love is about, and you know what you're working for, you know.
Yeah, and you just had a baby too, right?
Yeah, we just had a new little girl. She's she was out here, baby Future and Sienna were out here the other day. Future was wearing his little jersey. She was wearing her little onesie Yankees, you know, top, and just cute as can be, and just the love, you know, just the joy. It's so cool.
Now, you know, CeCe has four kids. Now they're all grown. It's so cool actually getting to watch CeCe. Yesterday I was driving with CeCe and just seeing him interact with his son, like, because he's at an age now where he's playing all these sports and everything. You can see, like, it's this great friendship, you know? But
yeah, and that's my best friend now.
Isn't that amazing? It's so cool. But so what kind of fatherly advice can you give to Russell as he embarks
give me
on
some
this
journey?
Be patient, bro. It's hard to do, but
patience is key.
He's got to be patient, man, and love them. They're going to love you no matter what, unconditionally. Just be patient with them.
that is the truth right there, my friend.
Having a family now, does it change at all your mental approach when you're playing football? Because you're a quarterback who runs, and you're great at it.
Yeah.
Has it changed the fear at all that you feel in those moments?
I have no fear, man. I don't know. You don't go out there on the field with fear.
Yeah.
You know, if you do, you're in the wrong place. You know. And so I think that I trust myself. I trust my teammates. I trust the game, you know, and just try to play it the right way, and you know, play with great grit and just play with great heart. And, you know, go after it. You know, I'm playing to win, you know, and that's the only option.
You know, CeCe's a big Raiders fan, right? Has he talked to you about this at all?
No. He caught me putting on Tommy's Canelis Eagle helmet.
Oh, did he?
Oh. Helmet. We got something for him, too, maybe one of these days. You know, we'll make sure.
I think you're going to have to bring that.
Are you from California?
From the Bay.
Bay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see why.
Why are you a Raider fan, man? Yeah. But you know, like, CeCe's fired up about the move to Vegas, though.
Hey.
Like, he's excited about that.
Man, that's going to be either really good
Or really bad.
One of the two.
Exactly. Could go one way or another.
Really bad. The stadium, man.
Yeah, they do. That's
they
mean,
need
that's
the stadium
great.
Bad. Yeah.
The Super Bowl there one day will be crazy.
Yeah, it will be. It will be fun.
What are those – like, because Seattle's known for these incredible fans, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny. We were talking with Brett Gardner earlier, CeCe and me, and, like, one of the first things that both of them talk about is the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium last year in the playoffs. And so it clearly has this palpable effect on – the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are known for this incredible fan base that you have every single home game, why you're so difficult to beat there. Like, how can you describe tangibly the way their energy affects you and your team?
Well, it's electric, you know, and it's a really certain type of feeling when you step into the stadium as a player, but also as a fan. You get chills, you know. It's one of those things you have to put in your bucket list, you know. After we win the World Series this year, you're gonna have to come to a game there
for sure.
For sure. You got the invite, see. it's something special, you know. And just there's a certain aura there in the stadium. It's very similar, obviously, to being, you know, in a big game. You know, I'm sure at a Yankee Stadium, obviously, you know, there's a certain feel there, you know. And so, it's extremely loud. The field literally shakes. You know, your ears start popping. People have to put, you know, earplugs in and everything else, you know. But it's advantage us.
That's got to be great. And, like, as a visitor, like, for me, when I get in those situations where you play in those places that are loud, like, for me, they got me beat whenever I'm like, won't they just shut up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Once you think that as a visiting player, they got you, man. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
I think that's definitely true. You have to be kind of – you have to embrace it. You have to embrace the noise if you're on the road. We play in some tough, you know, stadiums as well, and so you have to be able to embrace the challenge, you know, and the best ones do, and that's why you've been doing it for so
long.
What's
the toughest place to play on the road, you think?
That's a good question. Depends on who you're playing. I think obviously, you know, playing in Arizona is always tough. It's always loud there. You know, I've always enjoyed it playing there. There's been some other good games. You know, playing New Orleans is tough for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are the most, you know, the loudest stadiums and most active ones for sure.
Yeah. Have you ever had Russell on your fantasy team?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you got me to my championship game 2 years ago, so thank you.
Gotcha.
Russell's always like my favorite fantasy quarterback to have. Yeah. I don't know why, because, but for some reason, like, watching you play, like, I was like, yo, that, like, I love watching this guy. I think there's something too about, like, you, obviously, your ability to do everything as a quarterback that's traditional, but then non-traditional. But the way you run, I always thought was interesting, because you have this compactness to how you run that makes me feel like you're going to be fine. Like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? You always seem in control when you're running. Like, because, you know, some, even like a Mike Vick, every time he would run, I'd be like, this dude's going to get killed. Like, yeah. You know? Like, with you, I always feel like you're always in control in those moments.
His baseball player shows up a little bit.
Yeah, baseball
shows.
Definitely that's what it is. Yeah.
Baseball does. And people don't understand that. People don't understand how much baseball affects my football in a positive way. You know, it's like all the sliding techniques and being able to get away from the tag in baseball and knowing how to slide and when to get down and just protecting yourself and everything else, you know? And so all those things are advantageous to my football career as well. You know, that's why I enjoy being here as well.
Let's talk Mattress Firm. Let's keep the ball rolling, shall we? The base for my argument is simple. Your bed budget can go further when you're shopping at America's neighborhood mattress store. It's a true home run, and you'll have a ball. They're the head coaches when it comes to mattress expertise, but know this. They are more than mattress experts. They have a game plan that helps you transform your mattress into a bed, from adjustable bases and sheets to headboards and bedroom decor. They have you literally and figuratively covered up like your favorite cornerback. Go to mattressfirm.com/podcast to see what deals are happening as I read this sentence to you right now.
They even offer you a 120-night sleep trial to ensure perfection. And 120-night low price guarantee, so you know you pay a perfect price. Talk about a 1-2 punch, a knockout, if you will. Score big with the perfect bed. Head to mattressfirm.com/podcast to get a play-by-play how you can monumentally improve your sleep today, tonight, tomorrow.
CeCe and I were talking yesterday just about, like, different things to get ready for a game, like either like videos that, you know, CeCe watches, like motivational stuff. Do you do those kind of things?
Yeah, for like, sure. I have my guy Trevor Moad, actually, I work with a bunch, you know, and he's amazing. You know, I get to work with him almost every day. We talk all the time, and he sends me videos, a quote, something all the time, you know, and we're constantly talking about success. You know, I really believe this. I really believe that success leaves clues, you know, and all the hard work, and that's something that Trevor and I talk about all the time. You know, and you know, he's worked with Alabama. He has worked with Alabama for years with Nick Saban. He's worked with Florida State for years now, Texas A&M. He's worked for, he works with the OKC Thunder now. You know, and he used to run. He used to be the director at IMG for performance or whatever. And so he's pretty special. You know, he's worked with some of the best players in the world, best teams in the world. And I've known him since before I went to the combine when I was training at IMG. So I've been with him for about seven years now, and so it's been good.
So he also knows the way your mind works then, too.
Yeah,
and what gets
sure.
to you.
For sure. He used to work with Michael Johnson. You know, he was a guy who worked with Michael Johnson back in the day and you know, processing, you know, winning in 1996 when Michael Johnson won the gold medal, what that took. And just there's a lot to it. And really the difference to being a champion and not is the mentality and what you think and what you tell yourself and how you believe and what you believe, and that's really critical.
The mental part has got to be such a – especially for a long season, man.
Yeah, cool. For pitching, I mean, it's all mental for me. You know what I mean? That's why I lean on Chad a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Chad's
just
great.
Talking to him, you know, going through different situations. For me, we just talked about this, staying in the moment.
Yep.
Because I always get, like, ahead of – a couple innings ahead, a couple batters ahead, a couple pitches ahead. I mean, and, you know, then I'm off. So it's just like staying right in the moment, staying there.
Do you have a trick besides looking at your family that does that? Do you just tell yourself stay in the moment or what?
No, I have like a couple of sayings that I'll say to myself. Yeah. You know, like when the negative thoughts come, I'll just try to wash them out and, you know, get back to zero. I always try to stay like right at even, you know what I mean? Not too high, not too low. And, you know, but going into the game, me and Chad will talk about different things before each start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's really good.
Do
you
guys believe in a clutch gene? Like that there's something in you that you can handle those moments a little bit better? Because you both are known for being able to come through in the clutch.
For sure. You know, I think that to be great, you have to have that. You know, I think that it's something that that's instilled in you. That's something that you have just innately. I think God gives you that. I think – but it's also something you work at and visualize. You gotta visualize success. You gotta visualize it. You gotta want it. You can't just see it. Oh, I hope I'm successful today or whatever, and dream it. but never go for it and be too afraid to go for it. You know, I think that, you know, if you're fearful, you're never going to be great.
I think for me, early, I wanted it so bad that I would, like, it would have a reverse effect on me. You know what I mean? I would always try to do too much. I think as I got in those situations more, pitching in the playoffs, playing in big games, I think I was able to just slow the moment down and be able to go out and perform. But before, when I was younger, I would always want to, like, be the reason why we won. You know, I said that earlier. I would always want to be the reason why we won. I'll end up being the reason why we lost. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get in those situations and kind of learn how to play my way through those.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to think about it, yeah.
Is there a play or a moment you relive in your mind most from your career?
Man, I've had some good ones.
Right?
Yeah, some fun ones. In baseball, hitting with Judge and Stanton. Hitting with those guys. I would say, you know, one of the coolest moments is getting your first win in the National Football League. People don't understand how hard it is to win in the National Football League, like what it takes. I mean, it is the hardest thing to do, arguably, in sports, you know, to win a game in football. And to do it consistently and to do that, you know, it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of people, a lot of greatness and everything else. And so my first win ever was against the Dallas Cowboys at home. You know, and been able to win a lot since.
Yeah, you certainly have. Yeah. All right, what's an ideal off day for Russell Wilson?
There's no such thing. I just really think you got to do something every day. I will say, you know, when I do, I am good at compartmentalizing, but I'm always going to work out every day somehow, some way. But I think that for me, considered a quote-unquote off day for me is a workout in the morning, doing something like that, you know, moving around, all that kind of stuff, getting a good lift or whatever. But then I would say just – being with my family, I got two Great Danes and a little one. We just got a third Great Dane.
So we're
rolling deep. So I think just spending time with the family and taking the dogs on a walk or spending time with them and just us traveling. I love traveling. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I get a chance to travel, Sierra's been all over the world. And me, I've been a few places. but just to be able to travel with the family and go places and spend quality time together, you know, that's great.
That's great.
What's your favorite place you've been outside the U.S.?
Well, where we got engaged, in Seychelles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was beautiful, just in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Mm-hmm. My favorite place to go consistently, though, we have a house in Mexico, actually. We go down there, just fly down from Seattle or fly down from L.A., boom, pop right on down, you know, hour and a half flight, if that, from L.A.
That's perfect. Yeah,
it's always good.
We went to Seychelles this year, first time.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow. 6 days. It was awesome. Took the family. It was great.
Out there.
It's
beautiful.
It's so good.
It's different out there. Yeah. Man. It's just like it was heaven out there. Man.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Were there nerves planning out the engagement as you're going there, man? Or was it like an elaborate
thing?
That is
the only thing I've been nervous about. Golly, man. That was nerve-wracking.
That's got to be horrible.
And the sun was going down. I had to ask, pop the question as the sun was going. I didn't want the sun to go all the way down. And you're near the equator, so that sun goes down quick. Yeah. So you got to be ready. So anyways, that's a whole other story. I could tell a movie about that one.
Was she expecting it? Did she know, all right, he's going to ask me to marry me here?
No, I think she was. We're in Seychelles. I mean, I think you're feeling it.
Yeah.
It was definitely romantic, that's for sure.
Russell, thank you for
it's
doing
an honor.
This.
It's an honor, man.
It's
fun, obviously, being on your podcast, CC, to watch what you've done with Players Tribune. And
thank you.
It's been a great part for me to even be a part of Players Tribune since the beginning. It's been a blessing. So it's an honor, bro. So keep it going, man.
Thank you.
Keep inspiring people.
I appreciate it.
You know, we only live one life, you know, and you only have one chance to influence and impact and to live a life of significance, and you're doing that. So through all the ups and downs and just telling your story, man, it's real. And so that makes a difference. You know, everybody goes through their story. And so it's fun watching your greatness. It's fun watching you overcome. You know, it's been an honor to watch you from a distance, and now we get to play together. So
yeah, we're teammates now.
Hey.
Hey, man, Russell Wilson, the Seahawk and the Yankee. Thank you for being with us, man.
Go Yankees, go Hawks. I'll see you.
Yep.
ThePlayersTribune.com